I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egypt's turmoil continues as President Hosni Mubarak announced a new government. His efforts only unify the opposition, though. Among the members of the coalition are the Muslim Brotherhood. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says
the Muslim Brotherhood's goal really is to institute Sharia law in Egypt.
It's a critical time for the church.
If the Muslim Brotherhood will come to power and begin to take control of the country, that would be a very bad situation for the church in terms of persecution.
Next, the Seed Company recently received some updates on the Bible translator who was kidnapped from Jos, Nigeria. Apparently, the translator's been able to contact his wife twice since his mid-December abduction. Unfortunately, the Seed Company reports the last time he contacted her was over 3 weeks ago, and the silence is raising some concerns. Continue to pray for this man's release so translation can move forward. And after years of war, Liberia is slowly beginning to heal. Bas van der Zom says one issue they've addressed is the disturbing infant mortality rate. As Medical Teams International has taught mothers about sanitation and the importance of clean water, fewer kids have been dying.
We found in some places in Liberia where we were working, children under 5 were dying at the rate of 20%. In other words, 1 out of 5 children were not living past the age of 5. Now, because of the work that we've done there, we've reduced those child mortality rates to less than 10%, and they're going down below 5%.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. You'll get a chance to put shoes in the feet of needy kids, all in the name of Christ. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.